crucifixion of Jesus. Then Jesus says not only his crucifixion in that passion, but then the constraint that's in that passion. He says, but I am constrained, I am depressed. It was all on the inside. He could not wait to get to the main purpose that God had given to him. Matter of fact, Luke have already told us in Luke 9:51 that he set his face as a flint toward Jerusalem. Oh, when you're following Jesus, you got to be willing to die for him. And sometimes you'll be persecuted for righteousness' sake. You got to have the tenacity, like the Hebrew boys, to tell the king in face of their demise that our God is able. We still won't bow no matter what you say. You still have to stand, as I said last week, if you got to stand all by yourself. So he says here that I'm distressed. And then he lets us know something here in the text, the position of the vision. He says, do you suppose, is that your supposition? Is that your mindset that I came to grant peace on earth? And you know, he is known as the Prince of Peace. Help me, somebody. Matter of fact, he spoke about peace. He says, my peace I give unto you, my peace I.
You have been listening to the Radio Outreach Ministry of the Mount Triumph Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor Joseph W. Franklin. Come and see us at 720 Millrace Road, Boise, Louisiana, 71409. Visit us again on the web at www.mounttriumphmbc.com. God bless you.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tinney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast.
Lift your worship.
Good morning. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Once again, I'm so glad and excited about being in your presence and being with you on this day. For every day that God makes is a good day, and we ought to be thankful for just what he did. I want to just say hello to my pastor, Pastor Joshua Jardara, and the Zion Hill Church family, and hope that everything is a-okay. And I want to say hello to Central Louisiana, to everyone in Alexandria and the Pineville area. And thank you for tuning in to this broadcast. We are a broadcast that's trying to reach out to people to get them excited about God's word and about being in God's presence. And I also want to say thank you to Jackie's Catering for her support. And Anointed King's Cut, we want to thank them for their support as well. For it's always good to have somebody supporting you and in your corner. I just want to briefly just talk to you just for a few moments on coming from Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel 37, beginning at the first verse. It says there, that the hands of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy to these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinew upon you, and will bring you flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am God. He's telling Ezekiel there, he's saying with Ezekiel that the hands of the Lord was upon Ezekiel, and he just took Ezekiel and he set him in the midst of a valley all by himself, just set him in the midst of the valley. And there in the midst of that valley were a multitude of bones that were of dry and dilapidated, and note that when bones have dried out to this point, you know that they have been sitting there for quite some time. And God placed him in the midst of these bones, and as he was in the midst of these bones, I can wonder that Ezekiel began to walk around and just begin to observe so many bones as far as the eye can see. I can imagine that he was observing exactly what happened to all of these persons, because believe it or not, that these bones were for people. And I can just visualize Ezekiel as he's sitting there. I can see him pondering, because there were so many bones there. And in the midst of all of that and being dried and dilapidated, God was showing Ezekiel right there some miraculous work. Because in the midst of all of that, and you need to analyze that and take it personal in the relation of these scriptures, because as he was there in the midst of it, God began to do a miraculous work. He began to put flesh on these bones. He began to put all of the organs and all of the arteries and things that it takes to make up a body. And he put all of these, brought all of these bones together, and he put flesh on them. And then after equipping them with flesh and all of the arteries and all of the organs and everything, then he put skin on. And after putting skin on them, but there was still one thing lacking. They were still dead. And have you ever been in a situation where you have been in a valley, a dark valley? You have been in a dark valley, and that was a situation that was there that no one could bring you out of that situation but God. Well, here in this valley, God had that was a great army, and God brought it all together. And as he brought it all together, he then breathed air into the nostrils of all of those dry bones, and they came alive. If that's not something to shout about, I don't know what is. You got to know that every situation that you are in, God is telling you to prophesy to your situation. As he was saying, prophesy to these bones. He's telling you, those who are out there strung out on drugs and don't know which way to go, prophesy to your situation. If you're just broke and disgusted, prophesy to your finances. Prophesy to your condition. And I promise you, in prophesizing to your situation or your condition, God will surely bring you out. God will give you life, and life more abundantly. And as we look at life and we are dealing with these valleys that are in our lives, these dark valleys that are in our lives, and we've been dealing with them so long till they just dried out. God can take a bunch of dried up bones and he can bring them to life. God can bring the situation that you're dealing with, he can breathe life into your situation, where he can bring you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Valley of dry bones, of different people, different persons, and I can imagine different personalities and different, probably different nationalities. Whatever it is, God can deliver you from it. And I'm so glad that to know that God can deliver me from whatever situation I need to be delivered from. Have you ever been in a situation? Have you ever been in a dark valley and God stepped right in and brought you out of it? And you got to know it wasn't because of you, but it was because of God's grace and his mercy. There are valleys in our lives that God needs to just come in and give us life in those valleys to bring us out of darkness into the marvelous light. I can see Ezekiel right now shouting when he saw the miraculous work that God had done. I can see him right now just giving God the praise, giving God the glory, because God done something that no common man could do. And God can do for you what no common man can do. All you got to do is ask him. He says, ask and it shall be given. Seek him. He says, seek and ye shall find. Knock, he said, and the door will be opened. I'm so glad he said that. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. God wants to work in your life. God wants to work on your life. And God wants to deliver you. All you got to do is ask him. You ever heard the old saying, a closed mouth don't get fed? Well, I stopped by to tell you that I like to eat. And in order to eat, you got to open up your mouth. Wade, I don't know about anybody else, but I come to tell him, Wade, that God will work it out for you. Amen. All you got to do is let him work it out. And as you driving along in your cars, if you sitting outside just talking to your dogs or your horses, whatever it is, you ought to be glorifying God at the same time. Because let me tell you something. God didn't have to fix it where you could do even that. And we got to know that the same God who woke you up this morning, the same God who was with Daniel in the lion's den, the same God who was with the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, the same God that was with Job in the belly of the whale, he came in and he worked through and worked out that situation that they were in. God can work out your situation. All you got to do is allow him to. All you got to do is open up your mouth. Prophesy to your condition, your situation. And I grant you, God will open up a window and he will pull you out a blessing that you won't have room to receive. Remember, you got to know that this is the day that the Lord has made. And you ought to be rejoicing and glad in it. You ought to be motivated to just say to somebody, get ready, for God wants to bless you. And you know, sometimes I come to find that we don't be blessed because we don't set ourselves up to be blessed, but we got to learn to set ourselves up to be blessed. And God wants to richly bless us. You know, I can hear the musician when they playing the piano. He just say those things. If you want to be blessed, bring your tithes and your offering. You can laugh about that, but God wants to take care of you. God wants to work with you. Now, look. We need your support with this broadcast, this ministry. We're asking you that you would just contribute It doesn't matter if it's one quarter, 50 cent, dollar, whatever it is, to this broadcast. And note that whatever you give will be used for the glory of God. Whatever you give will be shared to those who are in need. And if you know anything about me, I'm always trying to help somebody. Now, on this day, I'm asking you to help not me, but this ministry, that it can help others. Make all donations. Send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Alexandria, Louisiana. And you can make all donations out to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. Thank you, and may God bless you, is our prayer. This is Pastor Gregory Tenney of Second Nazarene Baptist Church. I just want to enlighten you and encourage you to support this ministry. This ministry is a ministry that's working, that's trying its best to work for you. Please contribute to the financial support of this ministry. And you can make all donations payable to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. And it will help prison ministry. It will help those who are in need. It will help some people that don't have clothes. It will help very drastically. It's not for me, but it's for the glory of God. If you have a heart, if you have a desire, please help support this ministry. Thank you, and may God bless you.
I will do anything, whatever it takes.
You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
us to lift our hands with a heart of thanksgiving and a heart of gratefulness. He's amazing because he saved us. He's amazing because not only did he save us, but he freed us. And then on top of all of that, his love is never failing. He's amazing because his deliverance power is still at work. It's amazing. It's amazing how he frees. It's amazing how he loves. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So amazing how he delivers.
It's amazing how he saved me.
And he saved me.
It's amazing how he
freed me. Love
is so amazing how he loves me.
And delivered me.
So
I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
When I wanted to give in, seems like the day will never come. But I had to encourage me and find the strength to believe that
I have been wrong.
decree it, and I declare it. I know that I shall win. All you gotta say is this. Say, I decree it, and I